cooking. It's 52 Ingredients with Lisa Mead.
Yes, Lisa's in the house. She's an international chef, author and podcaster, and she's perfected the ability to simplify her recipes, making them perfect for busy home cooks like you. Not me, you. My wife wants me to cook more. That's a whole other thing. Lisa, welcome back to 4BC Weekends. We love having you in. You've handed me a brownie.
I have.
Now, the thing about this, you are all about the big ingredient each week, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm a little concerned about the ingredient you've got this week.
Oh,
what is it?
What, Greek yogurt? Yeah. What's your concern?
I'm not a yogurt fan.
Ah, but you might be in this.
Correct. If it's mixed in, I might be all right.
Yeah. It's very subtle and it just balances out. You know, obviously a brownie is quite sweet normally.
Yeah.
This just gives it a little hint of a sourness to it. And,
right.
And if I hadn't told you, you probably wouldn't even know.
No, I'm one of the, I'm people like you hate me because I am the kind of person who is such a plain eater, and one of the worst experiences of my life was going to a MasterChef launch down in Melbourne, and my wife got to come, and George was serving up all this delicious food at his restaurant.
Wow.
And I'm there, can't eat that, can't eat that. And wife is eating doubles and she's like, how can you, why did you say yes? Why did you think this was a good idea for you to come to something as fancy as this?
Oh, no. You know, I mean, look, everybody has their own eating habits and nobody's right or wrong. It's what you enjoy.
I'm told I'm wrong.
No. I'll be Switzerland on that one.
Okay, so yogurt in the brownie.
Yeah, so
it's adding a bit of sourness.
Yeah, so I like Greek yogurt. Is obviously it's like a strained, concentrated yogurt. And I just like the idea of adding that in. It gives it a nice fudgy consistency. And then the rest of the ingredients for this particular fudgy brownie are plain flour, baking powder, salt, unsalted butter, dark chocolate chips, caster sugar, cocoa powder, lightly beaten egg, vanilla extract, and, of course, the Greek yogurt.
And so a simple recipe.
It is really simple. I mean, you could whip it out in the morning and it be done for morning tea. It's super easy, dead easy.
Be careful about whipping it out. But
okay, yeah, bad choice of words.
Sorry, that's my naughty side coming up. I'm going to try this.
Yeah. Mm. I'm nervous.
Mm-mm.
You're okay?
It's delicious.
Are you just saying that?
No, believe me, anyone who knows that. Oh, I'm getting a bit of the sourness and I'm not keen on that now.
Okay.
At first it was like wonderful, that moist, it's very moist.
Yes, yes.
I guess I'm not so much a sour guy.
Sure, yeah.
But it is delightful.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm going in for another bite.
Okay. I like your attitude. Give it a second try.
It's really nice.
Yeah. I mean, and I wonder if I told you, do you think you would have noticed?
Oh,
You can.
I genuinely do.
Yeah. You've got a good palate then that you can pick up because, you know, sometimes that sort of thing would go past a few people. So you're...
Well, I'm the kind of guy who can tell the difference between Coke and Diet Coke or Diet Coke and Pepsi. You know, like when I'm...
Yeah.
If I'm out and I order a bourbon and Coke...
Yeah.
And they put bourbon and Pepsi in it.
You know.
I know it's Pepsi.
Can you tell the difference between different water, like Evian and Fiji water?
I've never done the water test. Mm. Coming up on weekends, I'll be taking the water test. That's good radio.
Exactly. I should probably give you guys a bit of an outline on how it actually gets made. I'll do that really
please.
Quickly. So you want to preheat your oven to 180 degrees Celsius, and then you're going to grease a square cake pan, line it with baking paper, and then just have the paper layered over the sides a little bit so that later on when you're lifting out that brownie, it's easy to pull out of the pan. Then you're going to whisk flour, baking powder, salt into a large bowl. You place your butter and half of the chocolate into a large heat-proof bowl. Place that over a saucepan over simmering water. Make sure that that metal bowl doesn't touch the water. Then you're just going to keep stirring the mix until it's smooth consistency. Take it off the heat. Then you're going to add in sugar, cocoa, egg, vanilla, the Greek yogurt, and whisk all that up. to combine it, add the flour mix in, combine that and give it a good mix. Then fold in that last bit of chocolate chips back into the mix, because later on you'll get that nice kind of chewy but also crunchy bits from the chocolate. Then you're going to put it in the oven for about 28 minutes or until when you put a skewer in and it comes out, you've got a few little moist bits sticking to the skewer, you'll know it's set and ready to go. Cut it up however you like it. Today I did it in little cookie cutter circles for you guys, but you can do it any which way. Maybe add a dollop of Greek yogurt if you like Greek yogurt. Or not. And, yeah, it's that easy.
It really is nice. Mm. For me, probably if this was made without the dollop of Greek yogurt, yep, it would be better for me.
Sure.
But it's a beautiful brownie. Beautiful.
Lisa, please.
I could spend all day talking to you. You're so much fun. Thank you for joining us on 4BC Weekends. You'll be in next week,
yes,
talking to somebody. Spencer or Jason there's Maury the cleaner. He'll be filling in.
I haven't met him yet, so that's great.
Lisa, thank you so much.